Harper and Harper Audio present My Fairy God Somebody by Charlene Allen. Performed by Angel Peen. For Roberta McCombs, aunt and matriarch, who told us the truth and taught us to fiercely honor both independence and connection. The great force of history comes from the fact that we carry it within us, are unconsciously controlled by it in many ways, and history is literally present in all that we do. It could scarcely be otherwise, since it is to history we owe our frames of reference, our identities, and our aspirations. James Baldwin. 1. Uncle Wendell and the Ring. Am I about to do this? I close my bedroom door and press my back against it, shutting out the smell of bacon crust, the sound of Mom's humming, and the stress of faking it with her all day. Warm light from my bedside lamp spills over the art supplies scattered on my quilt. It's maybe the fifth time I've come up here today, just to make sure what's real is real. And there it is. The edge of the plastic bin I shoved under the bed, peeking out like a promise. Nervous excitement sizzles from my stomach to my face. It's real. I'm doing this. I squat down and reach for the bin. Inside, under my winter boots, are two envelopes. I grab them, stand up, and empty the thicker one onto the quilt. Out comes a 4x6 photo, unframed, and a ring, emerald in a bronze setting. First, I pick up the photo and give it a kiss. Some people would think it's a sad picture, a middle-aged black man standing by a cart in the mostly empty parking lot of the Stop and Shop. His arms hang loose, his hands too big for his wrists. A confused crease splits the middle of his forehead, and a shy smile bends his lips. My Uncle Wendell, who people called slow, not all there, but who was there for me, who was mostly not sad. At least when I was with him, who was the only for sure uncle I've ever had. My Uncle Wendell, who gave me the emerald and bronze ring just 2 weeks ago, right before he died. The metal's cool to the touch as I scoop up the ring in my palm. An old, cold secret. Raised writing surrounds the dull green stone. J.M. Smith High School, Brooklyn, New York. Nia onem no sua e ohu. I know from the internet this means, he who does not know can know from learning, in some West African language. Inside the ring, the word river is inscribed. I have no idea what that means, but I know why Uncle Wendell gave me this ring. It was my dad's. It had to be. My final treasure is in the other envelope. I touch it for reassurance. No need to actually read the letter inside, because I memorized it in the 8 hours since I nabbed it from the mailbox. Dear Miss Mitchell, excited to welcome you to New York City. And in the last line, check enclosed. Soon, I will be going to New York, where Uncle Wendell is leading me, where my dad used to live, where there are answers. My phone buzzes. It's Roxy, who should be getting here any minute for one of Mom's famous dessert parties. Roxy.
Leaving now. Tell your mom sorry I'm late.
I write back. Me. No worries. Pie's still in the oven. Relieved to have a few more minutes. I put down the photo, grab my sketchbook off the desk, and rip out the used pages so it's as if it was brand new. Now there's time to get started on my idea. My sketchbook's about to become an art project, vision board, and evidence wall, all in one. A way to make it all make sense. Carefully, I tape the photo of Uncle Wendell on the first page of the sketchbook. This is, after all, thanks to him. He was in a talking mood that day in the parking lot. That whole visit, really. And the simplest thing led to a story. So, Uncle Wendell, I said, when he got excited about all the things in the store. You don't have big grocery stores where you live? He said, emphasis on the first And he broke into a story about the general store, back when he and Mom were kids.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?